T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, they played hockey last night. Coldest hockey game in the history of the NHL. Out at Target Field, they call it the Winter Classic. Mike Max, Pete Najarian back on the huddle. Pleased to be joined by Dean Evason, the head coach of the Minnesota Wild. And Dean, I talked about this earlier. I was reporting out there, and that's plenty cold. When you're coaching, I was wondering if you feel it the same way. Take us through, Dean, what was a memorable and eventful night, obviously, last night. But take us through the cold portion of that. How was it as a head coach to take the ice last night?
It was extremely cold, Mike. I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, we had the hot shot stuff in our boots and our in our pockets, in our gloves, and it took a little bit. When we went out for warm up, we were cold, but after the first period, we adjusted a little bit with our setups as far as standing on the bench. And as you know, when you're moving around, clearly it allows you to warm up a little bit. And we tried to jump around a little bit back there, but it was pretty cold when you're just standing, as you know, out there last night.
Pete?
Coach, with the size of the crowd and the excitement of the moment, could you feel the energy? Could you feel the 40,000 folks that actually were able to get out there? And were they as excited as you thought they would be?
Yeah, especially, you know, when we scored, we actually talked about it. We said it's kind of tough because they're away from the ice surface. But when Kirill scored the first goal to tie it up in the first period, it was a tremendous roar, and obviously we wish we could have did that a little more than we did early, obviously, late in the game, especially in the third period. We played real well and played with the sense of urgency that we needed to play with, certainly in that second period. But our fans were absolutely fantastic. Obviously, St. Louis fans were here as well and pushed us a little bit, but you know, we wish we could have gave, you know, the result that we all wanted last night.
And Dean, there's so much that's gone on the last week with the Wild. The COVID piece of it, that you didn't play in Winnipeg, and now some more games canceled, including Ottawa tomorrow night, in all Canada driven for different reasons. What has that been like to live that again the last couple of weeks for a coach? And, you know, you're practicing, but you've said often this week, hockey players want to play games. They, you know, practice is okay, but they want to play games.
It sucks, Mike.
Yeah.
There's no better word. It sucks. And, you know, and you know what? We play a game. You know, yeah, we're in the professional sporting business and obviously professional hockey, but you know, the world is the same, right? It sucks. We all were hoping that we were past this, and obviously hit with this second wave has really set a negative on everything again, and everybody's down a little bit. But you know, but we're gonna do our best as the world is. We're gonna do our best in the National Hockey League. Obviously, we're doing our best as the Minnesota Wild to stay as positive as we can, stay as safe as we can, and hopefully get back to being as normal as we possibly can going forward.
And Coach, on that same note, when you're talking about these postponements, and sometimes they jump on you fast. You're ready for these games, and within hours that you're getting postponed. How do you keep the players in a position where they're not too distracted by all of this, or maybe even counting on some of these postponements? How do you get the guys ready each and every day? Because that's got to be difficult, because they just never know when it's going to happen and when this postponements are there and what sort of changes are going to be made.
You know, it's a really good point, Mike, because we've had it happen day of, we've had it happen the night before. We're ready to play, and then you don't play a game, and as was documented, I don't think we played in 11 games or 12 days prior to last night. It hurt us, no question. It's not an excuse. We have to play better, but it did hurt us not being in a game rhythm. It took us, you know, obviously two periods before we kind of got to our game. St. Louis had played a game a couple of nights before. They were at their game. They were at a game ready situation. So we try to do our best. We try to simulate game situations. We practice at times of games. We did our morning skates. We tried to, monitor our work to rest load so that we're ready for these games. But it's reality that we're not going to be sharp, which means that we have to simplify a little bit more than we did certainly early in that game and in the second period. But our guys honestly have done a good job of not feeding into that distraction, not using that excuse. We just got to work out of this situation that we're in as far as our win losses here as of late and get back to hopefully the win part.
Yeah, Dean Evason's our guest, Wild head coach. And Dean, you mentioned that it's a 5-game losing skid now. And a lot of you talked a lot about the power play over the last couple of weeks. Now, last night, when they score 6 and you don't have Brodin and Spurgeon, there's a blue line issue that you usually don't have either. But when you look at it and you break it down, is it, do you get to power play? Do you get to what first?
Well, it gets to what happens most often when power plays end or you're not scoring, and that's to go back to basics, back to simplifying, back to get pucks at the net, and then outnumbering people. You got 5 people on the ice, so therefore, let's just get pucks to the net. I think we're trying to be too precise with our set plays, with our set positions, and we talked a lot about it last night that it has to get better. There's no question. We've had opportunities. We've had chances on it, but who cares? The puck is not going in the net, which means we have to do something in order to give ourselves a better chance and put pucks in the net because it's hurt us and it's hurt us all year. So we've got to make an adjustment, and that'll be simplifying. There'll be some personnel changes to get people that are going to do the right things in that area. And I'm not saying that the guys that are on it aren't trying to do the right things. We're just in a position where we have to do something in order to create, obviously, goals on our power play.
Well, and it's been great to watch as a guy like myself, Coach. I'm not a huge hockey guy, and I love when I do get the opportunity to go to Wild games. It's unbelievable the energy that's there. And for a guy like me who's an old football guy and I'm looking at hockey, I'll tell you what, I love watching Kaprizov and what he's able to do with the puck and how he's able to, get the kind of offensive game that you want to see out there, obviously. Are you pleased with where he is right now in his development because of his, obviously, he's young, but are you pretty happy about where he is right now and where he might be into the future?
Yeah, no question. I start of the year, he struggled. He didn't score. Off the start, there's a dual reason. Teams clearly know who he is. They're double, kind of sometimes triple teaming him. He has done a great job of working himself out of it with his work ethic, with doing some stuff as far as give and goes and moving the puck earlier so he doesn't give defensive teams and or defensive players an opportunity to close in on him and outnumber him. Not unlike double teaming a guy in football where someone's got to be open, right? 2 people are going to come to you, then someone else should be open. So that's exactly what he's recognized. He's played, using his teammates. But I think what's worked him out of it has been his work ethic, simply that. He just grits it out, works every day, practice and in games, and it has led us in that department here as of late, and we need more people to pull like he is right now.
Dean, just two more quick ones for you, and we'll let you go. Number one, Bill Guerin gave you guys extensions. And I think that, you know, yeah. Bill looks at least from near as I can tell, you know, he says, I look at everything, and then I make decisions. And he's been pretty instinctive and pretty good about that so far. What does that mean to you? And then secondary, there will be no Olympic participation from the NHL, which, of course, by some times that you know you can get some games in. How do you manage that with players that were counting on playing in the Olympics? Is that a huge disappointment, or where does that go?
Well, first off, we're all, as a coaching staff, extremely excited, proud, and thankful for the opportunity to move forward here with the Minnesota Wild. Craig Leopold and obviously Billy Guerin and his guys, trusting that we can continue to work towards our ultimate goal, which is winning the Stanley Cup here in Minnesota, and we're going to do everything we possibly can. So excited about our entire coaching staff being back and an opportunity for the next 3 years to get to that spot that we want to be. As far as the Olympics, sure, there's guys that are disappointed in our room, but there's not much we can do about it, right? It's canceled now. So as far as the games, we're going to have to, obviously plug in some hockey games. We're not sure what's going to happen throughout that All-Star / Olympic break, if we're going to have some time off, not have some time off, a little bit of time off. So our group has done a great job of just taking it day by day, game by game, and then moving forward. We have to obviously do that now going forward with everything, all the distractions that are going on, work through that and get ourselves in a position where we can compete at the end of the year.
All right, keep thawing out, Coach, but thank you so much for giving us some time tonight. And it was quite a celebration of hockey last night, win or lose. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.